I want to welcome everybody to today's teleseminar. I'm Tony Truppiano. I'll be your moderator. Today's teleseminar is sponsored by Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR. Annie is a national publicist specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media. Annie's visionary insight has revolutionized the publicity industry, as many of the publicity techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout the industry have been developed by Annie Jennings PR. Annie freely shares her strategies with authors and experts so that everyone can have access to PR strategies, both the basics and advanced PR thought, so they can share their message with millions for the betterment of all. Annie created the concepts of media websites and online press kits to find how to create a powerful platform, developed the most advanced branding concepts known to the industry, created the Hot 35 and Hot 50 radio campaigns where you are only booked on top shows in major big city markets and on regional and nationally syndicated shows, and crafted the revolutionary pay-for-placement publicity program that has helped thousands of authors and experts build powerful platforms. Every morning, Annie and her staff have but one thing to say, and no, it's not pass the coffee. It's let's pick it up and out.
although our second thing does definitely have something about the coffee in it, that's for sure.
Well, and we're gonna, a little later on, we're going to do something with caffeinated pondering.
Well,
so.
Yes, and absolutely, Tony, I don't know if you know this, but I do make the best. I just do. I can do several things well, and I can make coffee very well. My staff, you know, they come from miles around to drink my coffee. I have it down to a science. It's feel. It's inspiration. I know exactly what's the perfect ratios. It's amazing.
Okay, well, I'm going to take you up on that one day.
Absolutely, one of these days, yes. Absolutely. Now, I have to introduce Tony, of course. Tony is like a pro in many areas, radio show host, national radio show host, highly acclaimed media trainer, and now, you know, we're getting, he's on our podcasting team, and Tony is going to talk a lot today about sort of what it's like to podcast, what it's like to be on the Annie Jennings PR and Tony Truppiano podcasting team, and all the benefits that you can achieve and goals that you can achieve, and especially outreach, massive outreach that you can achieve by being part of our team. So there you go. We're going to talk about some strategies today, go over some great websites, and show people how they can build a podcast. Now, Tony, there's some great reasons to get into podcasting right now. As we discussed a little earlier today, right before this teleseminar, is that it's another chance to get back on the technology wheel or revolution, to join the revolution.
Yeah, Annie, let me just share some stats. These are recent stats, 2006 stats, and I just want to share these with people. And so here I'll just throw them out there. There are 60 million plus iPod and MP3 players as of the end of 2006.
Remember, it's mid 2007, and these are two huge growth areas.
All right,
so
now
the numbers more.
It gets better.
Oh,
that number will double to 132 million by 2009. 70% of the 2007 model vehicles will be compatible with iPods.
That's right.
Podcasts will soon be the deliverable to cell phones. I understand that.
Absolutely.
Almost 1 billion cell phones will be sold this year alone.
Mm-hmm.
75% of these portable player owners will download podcasts.
That's right.
Do the math.
Oh, yeah, it's huge, huge. As people who own these MP3 players and these iPods search for content, that is, what am I going to listen to? I now have this vehicle to listen to just about anything I want, whenever I want, right? Learning on the go, listening on the go. What am I going to listen to? Well, they're going to go to these podcast aggregators, and they're going to handpick the topics that appeal to them. They're going to download them onto their handy little MP3 player, put that in their palm of their hands, put the earplugs in, and go. And on a walk, whatever, they're going to listen to your content. So content is king right now, and this is a great opportunity because there's just not that much of it out there in podcast format right now.
Well, you know, I was doing a consult this morning with CK. I told you about that, Annie. And she said, well, how many podcasts, you know, do you subscribe to? And I told her, she goes, well, when do you have time to listen to them? And I said, okay, this is because she said, you're so busy. Simple, folks, let me tell you. This is my Sunday morning routine.
Oh.
Everybody sleeps.
I've always been curious about
what you do on Sunday morning.
I make
my pot of coffee. I get my local paper. I turn on my podcast. I listen as I read my paper and drink my coffee.
That's the ultimate in multitasking.
And I've been doing it that way for so long now.
I know.
So that's when you do it.
Well, it's basically MP3 players and iPods. They're replacing the old, listen to this, old CD players. Because they're, even though they're slim and slender, they're still bulky now, and they really don't fit into your pocket. You know, so really the iPod is just the newest, hottest thing. It's not going away. And so it's here to stay. So let's talk about how we can develop some content to reach this huge new market that's created for us. We really do not have to do a thing but show up. We have to just get our podcast ready, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of strategy involved. And then show up on the aggregators and let the world do the rest.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just going to, if we build it, they will come. And that's basically what we're finding.
Now, we have a series of websites, and we're going to try to get to as many of them as possible to tell you. And Annie and I spent about an hour and a half this morning going through websites to create content. But before we get to that, Annie, we talked about deliverables. So I want to let people know what we're delivering at this point, and then we're going to start going through the websites. Okay?
Absolutely, sure.
So this is what we're going to do, and so that everybody understands, and especially those that indicated, which I think is about 95% of the people that are on the call today want me to call them, so I will.
Well, and Tony, you know what's funny is that I'm starting to get calls from the office now that the teleseminar is sold out. That is standing room only. People are still, they can't get in now.
Ah, you gotta love that.
I know. We're gonna have to do it again.
So this is what people can expect. I'm gonna go through this quickly because I know people are anxious to hear about their website.
Let me do this quickly.
We're going to do initial consults with me. I will get on the phone with you. We're going to spend time. We're going to go through the message calendar. We're going to outline your podcast series. We're going to do some media training, and we're going to do digital recording, and we're going to do editing and tagging, and I'll explain a little bit of that later on. Annie is going to be involved as well on the creative process. After we do the consult, Annie and I will actually get together and make sure that I didn't miss anything. Annie always looks at things from many different perspectives, so you get both of our creative juices going with that. Then we're going to make sure that we develop the RSS feed on your website. We're going to post the podcast for you. We're going to put you in the top 10 podcast aggregators, which are like search engines. And then we're going to continue to help you develop the next series. And I mean that in the plural. However many series that we develop, we will partner with you on every single one. All you're going to need to do, and let me make this very simple, all you're going to need to do is invest some time in the initial messaging calendar, some media training, and then you just need to show up. We do everything from there. Did I miss anything, Annie?
No, not at all. And see, here's the thing, is I have a very good eye, and I'm able to see instantly what a series could look like for a client. I have a lot of experience. I've been in the business for 15 years. I can instantly develop segments, you know, in the blink of an eye, just by looking at the news. I can figure out who would be good for what and what the market wants. In terms of tagging and the naming strategy, titling strategy, obviously, I've seen everything, so I know next level titling strategy. How to use keywords that are relevant for your audience, that they will be searching on. Very strong area based on our area of expertise here at Annie Jennings PR. So there's just some good, very strong reasons to use the strategy that we're gonna be discussing today. Now, as you heard earlier when Tony did the intro, we've developed most, if not all, of the newest technology to hit the PR world. We've really revolutionized the whole industry, and thank God we did too, because what we were able to do is create a publicity model that allowed everyone's message to be heard. You no longer had to be rich to do PR. You no longer had to have these huge monthly retainers. People were able to access PR on an affordable basis. That is, they were able to reach out into the community and into the world with their messages. We simply act as the middleman. We take your message that you've spent your entire lifetime developing and your passion and your mission, and we, and I know how to change it into media speak, change it into podcasting speak, change it into what someone's willing to listen to, okay, over and over again. That's our particular area of expertise. And, of course, then the market's going to do the rest for you. All right? So you don't always have to know. You don't have to say, well, I don't know what my series would be. I don't really know. Well, that's true. You don't really know what your series is. As professional experts, I know what your series can be because I have the vision to see the entire year on how you can be developed as an expert and using podcasting as a vehicle to get your message out to huge new markets. And just briefly, Tony, huge new markets. people all over the world are using the aggregators to find content for their iPods. Doesn't that sound good?
Absolutely.
Doesn't that sound, it's a cool way to speak now.
There you go.
Just practice that phrase over and over again, right?
Good lingo.
Content for their MP3 players using the aggregators. Those are words. Those are podcasting language words. And so you don't know who it is. They're just coming to you, and they're searching for keywords. What if they want fitness tips? They're just putting in fitness tips or fitness, a few keywords, fitness, exercise. Your podcasting stream will be coming up. They'll say, ooh, that sounds good. Let me download that and check out this particular podcast. See if I like it. See if I want to go back and subscribe to the entire podcast or not. This is why best foot forward at all times. You have to go out like a pro. You need the professional development. And then people are coming to you. And the strategy is to always wrap them back around to your website that's also optimized to capture, for lead capture and sales and whatever other strategies, you know, we decide would be important or you would like to achieve, can be achieved using your podcast. So in terms of huge new markets, it is amazing. Without lifting a finger, you are reaching tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of new potential clients and book buyers.
Absolutely. You ready to go to our first website?
Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to give everybody a few seconds to get there, so open your browsers now. I'm not going to do my Jeopardy theme music. Open your browsers now.
I was just going to start singing, but I couldn't remember. Is it?
There you go. That's it.
I'm so good.
The first website is www.annamariefinelli.com, and of course, I'll spell that AnnamarieFinelli.com. AnnamarieFinelli.com.
Let's do that again, and I'll do it this time, because people might like my voice, too, in terms of the alphabet. Anna, A-N-N-A, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Finelli, that's F as in Frank, Finelli, FanElli.com. And let's press go. And there we go.
And there we go.
And there's the beautiful Miss Anna with Miss Anna Marie Finelli.
And beautiful website.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
No question that she would be the tile queen. And there's a lot of great content there. Now, what I want to point out to people, if you'll just, you know, there's audio on this site, there's video on this site, so Anna Marie obviously understands what's called new media. Podcasting is the latest trend in new media. In fact, Danny, just a quick comment. I read an article last night in the New York Times that television viewership is down, and it's not because of cable, and it's not because of, it's because of the internet. It's because people are listening to podcasts. It's because people are doing more and more online. So this is well in line with new media. Anna Marie Finelli understands new media. Now, how could, you know, Anna, the question is, of course, how could she use podcasting? Well, I like, if you go to Tile Tips, and I'll ask everybody to go there, there's a drop-down menu.
Mm-hmm.
Interiors, kitchens, bathrooms, exteriors. Right there, without going anywhere else on this site, with the proper, again, you know, the proper consultation, we could easily develop, with a lot of thought, the message calendar. We could outline each podcast. And, you know, there's a fine line here. Somebody has actually, obviously I have my email address, I forgot to give it out for questions, but somebody had said, you know, well, how do you know what to develop and how long should they be? And I appreciate those questions. Here's a great example of taking what's already there. Now, again, Annie, media training is involved in the podcasting because we don't want to give away too much. We certainly want to give away enough information so that people get value out of the podcast, but we also want them to come back and visit you, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's called like a wraparound strategy where you want to be able to, any interested listeners can go back to your website to obtain even more, an expanded recording if you like. There's so many things you can do, a special report on something that appeals to the topic that you're discussing, or broader information. You can always say to hear this podcast again and others, right? So we go back to AnnaMarieFinelli.com, and you'll find lots of wonderful things there. and that you can download and listen to over and over again. See, remember, Home and Garden TV is huge, right? So you know that the market for design, for home design and tips and all kinds, Home Depot is huge. You realize that she has a huge market there that she can also gain lots of exposure in that major market as well. So that if she is also a player in this particular home improvement market, people can start to use her website as a strong source of information and guidance, right? Now, that goes into product sales. It goes into consult sales for herself. And it also, now think of the extra value here. She also starts getting probably thousands of hits on her website, which, what does that do to the search engine ranking? It makes the site very appealing to Google, because they want sites that are relevant, that people are using, that have content, that are being clicked on all the time. They love that. That's how they decide what's content worthy. A site that's like kicking it up a notch and moving and shaking and doing all these great things, they're going to rank, it's going to move higher and higher to number one. All right, which is going to be important now, because not only does podcasting serve her in that way, huge new audiences, right? Huge, very significant increase in visitorship to her site. It's going to increase the search engine rankings now when people use, and I'm going to even say traditional ways of finding an expert, right, that is search engine Googling, traditional ways of finding experts and content. She will be one of the top, she will most likely, right, this is what we would expect to happen, most likely be one of the top people listed on that particular first page, which is what she wants. Everybody wants to be high up in the search engines, because those are the people who are doing the business, okay? Those are who Google deems as are kings of their industry, kings and queens of their industry, okay, leaders in their field. So you have to, that's what search engine optimization is all about. But Tony, you see the potential here for the search engines to start ranking these sites that suddenly, you know, becoming very popular in a lot stronger way.
And again, going back to the power of podcasting, because there's so much content and so much room for development, not only, you know, the other thing that's going to happen here is as we're developing the message calendar and outlining, that's going to be an opportunity for people to add new content to their website. And again, the more you change your site,
right,
the more the spiders read it, the higher you get up.
The more they love you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and also, we wanted to say that we would like to see now the website start to develop a podcast button or a podcast category. So where you see Anna has home, tile design, tile tips, Anna Marie Finelli, we also want to see now integration of a podcast, an actual podcast. Don't bury your podcast. Let's put them right out there for everyone in the world to see, because people aren't going to want to hunt down, where could you possibly put a podcast? Let's put them right out there. So where she's got in the bottom left-hand side, hear Anna Marie Live, see Anna Marie Live, why not download Anna Marie's podcast?
Yeah,
be right there, too.
And by the way, somebody had called me yesterday and said, well, how do you subscribe? And I said, do you have a mouse? And they said, yes. And I said, do you know how to click it?
Said, yes. It's easy.
That's what you do.
One day we're going to schedule an iTunes tutorial so that people understand how iTunes is used. Because initially, as everything new, even a new toaster, even a new washing machine, I mean, my oven, are you kidding? There's no way to, no one knows how to turn it off but me, right? all these buzzers going off, and no one knows how to turn anything off because it's so complicated. It's like a rocket ship. But even iTunes, the first time you see it, it looks very complicated, this is really hard to figure out. It's really not. So I'd like to do a tutorial, Tony, of iTunes so that people can get to realize people are using iTunes and it's easy to use once you, again, are familiar with how this site is, how it works.
Absolutely. We're going to go on to our next site.
Let's do that.
So Anna Marie, thank you. And I want everybody now to go to www.suzannerae.com, and that's SuzannerEy.com. SuzannerEy.com.
All right, so that's SuzannerEy.com. And let's press go. And there she is, the lovely Miss Suzanne Rae. Workforce expert. Nice. Good now, topic.
You know, again, I love the title of her book, Secrets from a Body Broker.
It definitely makes you look twice, because initially you're not sure exactly what you're seeing, and then you look twice and say, oh, how clever.
And it is very clever, and again, and I want to point out before we talk more about Suzanne Ray's website, folks, please notice as we work our way through the teleseminar today that we've got a very diverse series of websites here, lots of different topics, and we are, you know, we're going to try to get to everybody that's sent in. I don't know that we're going to have that opportunity, but, you know, no matter how obscure you think your topic is, it is irrelevant. You need to podcast. Now, as we're looking at Suzanne, again, we'll just go to the top. We've got consulting, press and media, the book. And, you know, again, the book in and of itself, and any, I think this is probably an appropriate time to talk a little to authors that are out there. Not everybody that's with us today is an author, but a book, every chapter of a book is a podcasting series waiting to be told.
No, well, I think so. Yeah, I think we can definitely look to the book to start to develop an outline and a messaging calendar for the podcasting series. Absolutely. Plus, we may want to also look, depending on when the book was published, look for some also some new next-level ideas to integrate as well, making it really, really important. Because remember, the book is a start, and then we want to continually add very relevant information that keeps people listening. You want to attract, and you want to keep the people listening as well. I'll tell you, listeners are very, very, they're tough these days. I mean, they have the option of listening or not listening. It's totally in their control. So what do we have to do? We have to create something they want to listen to. Let's give them something to talk about. One of my favorite songs.
Hey.
Right?
I will not break out into song and spare.
I was just about to, but I figure let's move quickly through these sites because they're all so good, and we want people to see that. And just about any topic can be made into a podcast series. Now, any topic can be made into a series, and every topic has an audience. As long as you are positioned correctly in the aggregators, you will start attracting your audience. Your next job is to then create a product that's high quality that they want to listen to. Very quickly, as a courtesy, I listened to a couple of podcasts. One was about 5 minutes long. I said, I can do 5 minutes. Why not? You know. It might have been six, but somewhere around 4 to 5 minutes, the person finally got to any point that would interest me at all. And I very graciously listened to the whole thing so that I could give the feedback. But we don't want to do that because you have one shot. First impressions are very, very lasting in this podcasting business. If it's garbage the first time out, you will not get another chance. Why? There's going to be your competitor right behind you.
And that's where the media training and the message calendar and the outline is critical to make
sure.
You successful, Annie.
Exactly. It's the same thing we do in PR. We have to be right the first time. You know, we have to provide the experts in their best scenario, highly developed. We can't afford any mistakes, and it's the same thing in podcasting. We just have to get out there the first time with a very, very professional series, professionally developed series, that people say, this is worth my time.
Absolutely.
There's a reason no one's watching TV, because you don't have to sit through a lot of stuff to get to the news that really interests you, whereas the Internet, you can just figure out, I wonder what happened last night. What was that all about? Let me go check. And in 2 seconds, you can find out what happened and get your knowledge and move.
Absolutely. Very quickly, one more point on Suzanne's website. Under consulting, I see lots of opportunities. And Suzanne, I'm going to look forward to calling you and talking to you about where Annie and I have already had some discussion about where we think we can, not where we think, where we know we can go with you. All right, let's move on to our next website, and I want to go to yourexercisedvds.com. So that's www.yourexercisedvds.com.
Should I do it too?
Absolutely. I love it when you do it too. I love your voice.
Here we go. www.yourexercisedvds.com. And let's go see what this is all about. There we go. This is fantastic. I love this. Imagine having everything available here, all of her tips, all of her strategies, chapters from her book, or takeoffs from the chapters, those developed podcasting outlines. in being able to just, you know, go to the workout club, go for a nice walk, and totally have that kind of motivational conversation behind you. If you want to learn something, it's so great to multitask when you're learning it, because one of the challenges people have in learning is keeping their attention focused. There's so many, you know, people get bored easily, but if you're multitasking, there's exercising at the same time you're learning on the go, it's fantastic. Why not take a nice, leisurely walk around the block, but at the same time, listening to the latest news in prevention fitness systems and learning about yoga, and if it's for you, learning about tight hips, whatever, strength training. Oh, see all these things she's got here? All of these could be amazing podcasts. And people listen to podcasts one right after the other, right after the other, right after the other. So you have a captive audience. I say you're really delivering your message, your market, your website, your products, you into the palm, seriously, literally, the palm of your potential, your target market's hands. Because they're holding their iPods. Right?
Yeah, I mean, this is just, you know,
this is one of those
sites that as a radio person, as a podcast producer, as you know, as many of these people probably don't know, I even have a weight loss website. This is one of those websites where my mind just starts spinning. I get so excited when I come to a website like this.
I know. I really like it, too. And I think if she had now a podcast link, because she's got all these DVDs, but remember what I just said about the unfortunate DVD? The unfortunate DVD, because it's not learning on the go. We have to realize Fast Company did a piece called Learning on the Go, or on the topic Learning on the Go. Fast Company notices the latest trends in the industry. They did a story on now it's all about learning on the go. They also identified, though, Annie Jennings Peer as being a leader in the entire learning on the go community as well. So learning on the go is really where it's at. DVDs are great if you want to watch them in a DVD player. Correct?
Absolutely.
Or a CD if you want to listen in a CD player or in your car or something. But iPods are on the go. Walk into the supermarket. Hey, they're company. They're company wherever you go, really. You can have, just think, if this, we're going to put this into podcasting format. And we're going to podcast it out to all of our aggregators. And you guys can be, you know, grocery shopping and listening to the teleseminar again. How much fun would that be? What should they get in aisle 6, Tony?
Well, I was so impressed with this website, I actually posted the link of it on my weight loss website
so that my
community there can do that. But again, there's
a lot of... Oh, she has the podcast link, you know. I just saw it.
She does have a podcast?
She did. On the left, main menu, podcast. There it is. I clicked on it. So she sounds like this could be a development. I don't know. I got to look. There might only be one or two here, but still start. It's a start. Remember, this is new. You guys are you're in front of the curve. Yay. Right now, for instance, Google AdWords or just any AdWords, really, AdWord marketing. It's nice and everything, but you know what? It's good to be there about 7 years ago. Now, the prices are huge. The Google AdWords are everywhere. There's three on the top of the search page, three on the bottom. The slides all crammed up. I mean, come on. That's just noise, right? Now the idea is to be ranked so high that people, they have to have a filter for relevancy. And the higher you're ranked in the search engines, the more credibility you have to your potential audience. Now, though, all those AdWord things, they're losing their punch, losing their power because they're saturated. Okay, Tony?
Absolutely.
Saturated. But what's not saturated? The podcast market. What will be saturated as a result of all these teleseminars and people like us sharing the message and getting it out there and saying podcast, podcast, podcast? If you really want to build community, if you really want high exposure, if you want to achieve your goals and dreams, podcast, people. And you know what? People are going to start flocking to it. They are flocking to it. The nice part about it, Tony, right now, is before the curve. That is, you can capture your market early. After that, the rest is just going to be noise, because people can't be trying out every new fitness person that comes, you know, into the podcasting world. They're going to find the people they love.
Yeah, and Annie, let me remind people, and those that do e-zines already know this, your e-zine has become less effective. It's not because of the quality of content.
No, the opening rates are way at an all-time low.
Well,
very, very low.
Part of that problem, Annie, is spam filters have killed the e-zine marketing world.
And misuse, not that anybody would do that on the line right now, but misuse of email e-zines in particular. We have to, you know, we also help you identify, where am I making my money? And how do I respectfully present my material to the audience without sounding like I just want them to buy my stuff, which is basically e-zines became a vehicle for really affiliate sales and marketing product sales, goods and products. They sort of stopped becoming a nice information-based e-zine. Some people still maintain the integrity of doing it. You know, the profile of their e-zine is just content, 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 with just like maybe a link back to their site or occasional testimonial, a sort of along the lines that we do it. We have a non-promotional email newsletter format, and have never ventured away from that particular business model. So e-zines have lost their power. Don't let the same thing happen to your podcasting. Don't let it lose their power. I listened to another one, Tony, 15 or 20 minutes. I said, all right, I'll give it. I'll do my best. 15 minutes. I was still listening to all the products this guy had to offer. I finally stopped and said, I cannot ever open another one from you again in my mind because
yeah.
I can't. You already ruined the credibility with me.
All right, I want to move on to the next website.
Please.
I really like this website. We're going to go to www.FortenberryMurrayConsulting.com. Yes, I will spell it. F as in Frank. FortenberryMurrayConsulting.com. FortenberryMurrayConsulting.com.
Okay, terrific. Bob knows. He's one of my favorites.
Oh, you know Bob?
Of course I do. Are you kidding? This is probably the ideal client. Bob Murray is the ideal client, everyone. Just FYI, amazing. And his beautiful wife, Alicia, she's fabulous. But here we go. It's Fortenberry, FortenberryMurray, Murray, MURRAY, Consulting, consulting.com, FortenberryMurrayConsulting.com, and there we are. All right, here we go.
All right,
you guys get to meet one of my favorites.
I want everybody to kind of scroll over, just put your mouse over what we offer.
All right, that's right in the middle there in the heading section.
Right, and there will be a drop-down menu, and all I'm just asking you to look at the drop-down menu. I'm thinking like a podcaster again. Very simply, Annie, as I'm looking, okay, an overview, an introduction to the company, okay, no problem. But we go to programs, again, another drop-down menu. There are four series sitting there, if not more, right there. Now, again, we would need to develop a message calendar and an outline. Now, there are actually maybe 12 series out of that four right
now. Oh, yeah, it's very content-rich. Now, remember, his market is the market that travels to and from work. This is executives. This is business world. What's everybody doing? Commuting, right?
Mm-hmm.
What can they now do because they can plug their iPods into their cars? Listen, right? It just doesn't get any better than this.
Absolutely not.
I'm just excited. I'm just so thrilled with this whole podcasting world. I mean, you know, thank you, Bill Gates, for starting the whole revolution.
Now, and I've got to tell you what I really, and I told you this was one of my favorite sites we're doing today. It's content rich.
This one, yes.
You know, uh-huh. Bob understands there's value in giving back. I mean,
it's
obvious that he gets that. And Annie, as you know, I've done over 20,000 interviews in my radio career. If I were to need an expert in any of the areas that Bob, and I'm telling you, Bob, right now, I'm starting a new show next week. Expect a call from me. Annie, this is just... You know, this is the kind of leadership that we're looking for when we talk about multi-dimensional opportunities, using new media, using our expertise to grow our area of expertise. I'll bet you Bob's client list is longer than
my
arms put together.
Absolutely, and very high-powered, very strong. And I just want to point out that the website design, it's clean, but it's packed. Okay, so it's uncluttered. I love the drop-down boxes because we do the website reviews as well, right? It's all very strong, very uncluttered, and I just like the way he uses the space and the colors and does a very good job. So this is a nice example also of a website type of format that people should seriously take a look at. Maybe save in your favorites in case you ever want to redesign a website, you know, with this look and feel, highly professional yet packed with information. So it's very strong in that it has organized the information in a logical, coherent fashion without overwhelming the visitor.
Well, Dr. Bob, I look forward to talking to you. This is just a great website.
Yes, we do like it.
So many amazing opportunities for Bob to and Alicia to further grow their business.
And just remember, in people's signature lines, too, they can always say, you know, they can always now put a link to their podcast section on their website. And people, when they're getting their emails, if they say, you know what, I'd like to know more about Bob Murray. I want to see what he can do for my company. Let me just download a few podcasts, and let's just check them out on the way home tonight. It's just great. I mean, think about how that can work for you. Like, your podcasts are working for you when you're out, you know, doing something else, playing with your children, cooking, or should I say burning dinner, which I did again. Again, my son, he looks at me like, what is wrong with you? I did it again. I burnt the lamb chops again.
Again?
Because they're so little. They're so little, and you can put the grill on as low as possible, and it's still, like, they're still catching on fire. These things were literally burning on fire. Flames were shooting up from them. But anyway, so I could do some podcasts on hand grilling. See what I'm saying? I love reading, and I love new information. Now, I can go on, and I don't know if I'd find anything, barbecuing tips. I might, but I would love to get, you know, some podcast, because now I have my iPod, it's right here, it's got the pink little case on it. I've learned how to download into my iPod, and once you download, it's there, you just sort of turn it on, plug the things in your ear, and go. It's very easy, but we'll do a tutorial, too, so that people can really see that this kind of technology is very easy to understand. People are getting it and are using it, and we can as well. But you see how I could use that, too? I could go on there today and get a myriad of topics that interest me. You know, cooking, barbecuing, I guess. I love everything. I love every topic out there, and I'd love to hear it from highly qualified individuals.
Well, I've got... That's a nice segue, because the next website is exactly what you just said.
Uh-oh. Is it barbecuing?
No, it's not, but... If everybody will turn their browsers to www.ihe.com. IHEonline.com.
IHE. Okay.
Instant Home Equity. IHEonline.com.
Okay. That's IH as in Harry, E as in Equity, online.com. All right, very good, because this is a great example of, let's say I wanted to learn a little bit more about home equity, what's out there now, what's the newest and latest. See, what we said earlier about, yes, you can use your book content, but I want to know what's relevant now as well. So you would take the format, your book content, as long as you're not prohibited via your publishing contract. Remember that there's a publishing contract, okay, that might not allow you to do that. Just keep that in mind. Go over your publishing contract. This is why new content probably has to be created. But new content should always be relevant. If I get last year's figures or last year's, you know, equity information, I don't want that. I'm giving my valuable time because I want to know what the absolute most current strategy and information is.
And again, what I love about this site, and again, if people go to the left-hand side underneath our program or home plans, again, there are some, you know, natural podcast tie-ins, but what I love about this, Annie, and this is one of those things where people go, I'd love to learn more about doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to sit and read it.
Right.
Download it, take it with you. And listen, anything to do with home right now is hot. Hot, hot, hot.
Absolutely. And remember, podcasting can act, you know, let's say I download 10 ones. It acts like a magazine TV show. It's fast. Short segments, right? Like some of the shows like Access Hollywood and all that. They only have 1-2 minute segments, Tony. They're very, very short. Why? Because their audience has the attention span that moves very quickly. Same thing with podcasting. I'll download 10. Within 1 hour, I can have knowledge about 10 new areas and be cutting edge and have cutting edge knowledge in everything that happens to interest me for that particular day.
Now, I bookmarked this site for a couple different reasons, mostly because I have interest in this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm looking forward to reaching out to these folks and talking to them about podcasting. But, you know, Annie, this is exactly the kind of way people need to start thinking. They need to start thinking, how can, it's the Annie Jennings model is what this is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It really is. Because now, as they're always next level, what's going to happen? Their book is going to be so next level, it's going to be picked up by a publisher because they're going to be in touch with their marketplace. When you're in touch with your marketplace, you're putting out information that's relevant. Guess who's going to come after you? Big TV shows. Why? Because remember, they come to you. Remember we did that one, The Secrets of Getting On to Oprah, and the really only secret you really need to know is that Oprah's going to come to you. Why? Because you're going to be so socially relevant in your topic that you're going to be everywhere at all times. Oprah does her own headhunting, basically. She will, her producers will hunt for their perfect expert. So you have to be everywhere at all times, and cutting edge, too. Podcasting keeps you on the cutting edge so that not only everything benefits, but also you've got content developing for your next book as well.
Absolutely. Okay, our next website. Again, this is another great one. And there's a this one has a different reason for being great. We'll get to that in a second. So let me tell you, it's www.soulofsicily.com. And, of course, I will spell it www.soulofsicily.com. Soulofsicily.com.
Right, so that's soul, S-O-U-L, of, O-F, Sicily, that's S as in Sam, I-C-I-L-Y.com, soulofsicily.com, and it is a travel site.
Now, this is, you know, if everybody, if those that are on the call this week, and you listened to last week, we talked about not being overly promotional. This is one of those rare sites where it's you. Somebody would expect you to be promotional.
Sure.
So, you know, Renee, you've done a gorgeous job. Obviously, if we were to take you into the world of podcasting, which I'm obviously going to highly recommend you do, imagine taking an audio tour with Renee,
mm-hmm.
Annie,
mm-hmm.
and talking about, you know, the Sicilian olive harvest tour. Just the sound of that's making me salivate.
Oh, it's me. Yeah, it's me too. And I'd love to listen to that later. How much fun would that be? To just hear her talk about, you know, the regions, what you can do there, some of the cultural history, you know, some of the things that the tour offers. It's a great way to promote and showcase as well as educate. And in this case, I would definitely develop the podcast along those lines.
And if you just click on gallery, there's a bunch of pictures there. But it's also, these are all podcast series waiting for a message calendar, waiting for an outline, waiting for media training, and waiting to be subscribed to, whether it's pasta, shopping, wine and cheese. This is a wonderful opportunity for somebody to really expand their market and I would think build a loyal audience. Andy, this would be one of those that I would really be anxious to get on a week-to-week basis.
I think that podcasting, what you just said, building a loyal audience, I think it's giving people a chance now to build a very strong community. The stronger your community, the stronger your future. The stronger your opportunities, your positioning, you're really building something. When you're building your community, you are like building equity in your future. It's all in community. It's all in loyalty. It's all in what you offer and being very, very next level for your audience. So podcasting gives you a chance to do that and a chance for this website to become, you know, one of the movers and shakers out there in terms of the particular genre of the topic, of her industry.
Absolutely. So Renee, beautiful job. Beautiful, beautiful job. Okay, our next one. And this is a fun one. Annie really liked this one, so I wanted to make sure.
Oh, let me guess. Is it Work on a Yacht?
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. How could you not love this?
It is.
Of course. I mean, I get seasick, so I don't want to be working on any yachts anytime soon, but I just thought, you know, this could be so much fun. See, what we would do is identify the market. Now, who is she writing to? Okay. Identify the market, and what is that particular market? What are they going to want from a podcast? This is a sort of next level strategy. And I would just develop these podcasts to reach into that market in the language that they can understand. Why talk to them, you know, in a way that they're not going to get it? Obviously, yacht stewardess, I mean, it really talks to a certain audience.
Well, let me quickly give out the web address.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I got carried away with this.
Well, you love it so much.
I do.
www.workonayacht.com. workonayacht.com. workonayacht.com.
Very good spelling. work on a yacht. And the yacht spelled Y-A-C-H-T.
And again, there's just, you know, a lot of opportunities here for podcasting. First of all, Julie, that picture of you standing on the dock says to me, energy, energy, energy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And fun, and young, and youth, and adventure, and lifestyle. There's just a lot of things. And who knew you could work on a yacht? I had no idea this even existed. So here you go. This could go into career section, job section, you know, a youth type of section, college section, fun summer job section. You know, these are some of the keywords that we could put in there. Along with the standard, you have your traditional keywords, then you're going to have your subcategory keywords as well.
So, again, you know, we're not going to spend a lot of time because we're running out of time.
We know what we can do here, yeah.
This is a really, just a really...
Sure. And she would also add, as she has here, home, photos, resources, she would also add a podcast button, too. Don't bury your podcast. Don't put them anywhere else, but right out there. You want people to be using and listening to your podcast. If they're good and fabulous, you want them out there. No hiding the podcast link.
Okay. Next website. Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
www.hairpinturns.com. Annie and I like this one a lot, too.
Okay, hair, H-A-I-R, pin, P-I-N-T-U-R-N-S.com. Hairpinturns. Sounds like it's a dangerous site. Oh, it's a leadership strategy for women.
I like it, though. It's a good branding. I love the URL. I mean, there's a little bit of wild thing in there. I love it.
Yeah, I can speak to that.
But, you know, again, if we just... if you put your mouse over programs, there's a drop-down menu that immediately drops
down.
Very
nice.
And again, you know, there are a lot of great opportunities to build the message calendar, to get that outline done, to do the media training, and to start delivering a message to an audience that's growing rapidly. Women in leadership is one of the fastest growing markets in the country right now.
Well, women rock, but we always have, but now, you know, we're taking our natural leadership cycle. I know, but it's true though. Cover of Time Magazine, Newsweek, you know, lots of women, you know, in the CEO roles right now. So you're right. It's a huge, huge emerging, growing area of interest in our community. And in the future of, I think, the future of just the entire world, because the cultural change is the times are changing. And this is a big cultural shift for our society, and I think a huge growth area. So, yes, as more women take positions of power or strive to take positions of power or leadership in their communities and jobs and other areas, corporations, firms, even politics, you know, there's this information. It'll be interesting to see sort of, you know, what about the glass ceiling and how do women leaders become essentially, you know, very productive in their environment, and how do they deal with the diverse personalities? These are all podcasting ideas. Because as women do emerge into their power, now think next level, there's going to be issues that come up, socially relevant issues to discuss. Our expert here should know what issues they are and be able to guide people through these these hairpin turns.
Absolutely.
You see how I just branded her all the way back?
Yes.
To her website.
Okay, I promised we would get this one in when we started the teleseminar, so I better do it. www.caffeinatedponderings.com. And that's CAFFEINATED PONDERINGS.com. CaffeinatedPonderings.com.
All right, now, Tony, let me just slow it down because that's a toughie. Even I missed it. Here we go. Was that A? Okay, here we go. Caffeinated. C. A is an apple. F is in Fred. F is in Fred. E is in Einstein. I, N, A is an apple, T-E-D, ponderings, PONDERINGS.com, and press go. We love this one.
Yes, we do, and there's some nice audio on there already, and, you know, again, What I like about this one, and again, I talked about the diverse sites we have today.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is a humorist. So, I mean, my mind starts spinning when I think of all the things we can do with podcasting, all the messages we can deliver. I actually, Annie, envision that if we did our job properly, and I know we would, that we would be, we would have this as probably one of the top 25 downloadable podcasts on the internet.
Well, you know why? Because she's going to deliver a comment on the news in a humorous and poignant way, most likely. So it's going to be funny, but she's also going to have a point. And that's why people love their news delivery these days. You know, gone are this, well, people, there's certain category of people who like serious news, but there's a whole, this whole youth movement, you know, that just loves the news delivered in, you know, less serious. They want to get the points, but they also don't mind laughing a little bit too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a great website.
It's fun. I like the way she's done it, and if she's going to be commenting on things that happen in our society from a humorous point of view, she could really build a great reputation for herself, because who doesn't like a little levity, a little humor, you know, and also pointed humor at the events of the day, because there's always something a little humorous in Paris Hilton getting arrested and reaching out to Arnold to save her.
Absolutely. All right, we have time for one more before we get out of here, so
okay,
I want everybody to go to www.lifesgift.com. That's LifesGift, as in Frank, T.com. LifesGift.com.
All right, so let's do that. That was a hard one for me, too. Life, LIFES, and gift, GIFT.com. LifesGift.com.
Absolutely. Now, where I'd like people to go when they get there is you'll see on the left-hand side their boxes. The fourth one says, read the latest Rick's Life's Notes. And so if you click on that, there's, you know, a message from Rick, Emotion in Motion. At the bottom of that page, it says, view past articles of Rick's Life's Notes. I'd like you to click on that, and you'll see that he has what's called a forum. I have a couple of these on a couple of my websites. This is a place for people to post and comment, and I'm assuming that this is a fairly new section. But every one of those topics, again, Annie, is waiting for me to develop a message calendar and an outline.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. So, you know, Rick is in great shape here in terms of how he can just move this into the next level media, what people are looking for. People are on the go, on the move. They want to learn on the go. Think of plane trips, right? You've got 3 hours to spend on a plane. Load that iPod up with everything you need to know about, everything you want to know about, and go for it. And that's why we all need to have the podcasting, because it's just another form of information delivery that's very relevant to the way people are living right now.
And Annie, this is another market that continues to grow year by year by year. And so, you know, Rick, when you and I talk, when I give you a call, hopefully this week or early next week, you know, I really want to talk to you, because, you know, this happens to be a market that I have some interest in as well. And, you know, there's just so much that can be done, but this is also, Annie, a market where people want to invest in information. They have no problem spending money investing in this kind of information. So
no, not at all.
Rick.
Not at all, because we can't afford to miss it. And Tony, as you know, we do have our podcast development program. Tony and I are, of course, partnering on this, and you get your, you know, it's sort of a package deal, let's put it this way, with the message calendar for every month, so you can be consistently podcasting over time. Avoid Here Today, Gone Tomorrow podcaster, because you'll lose your audience. People will try you once, may like you, and may want more, and there won't be more, so they're going to have to choose someone else. You've lost your person, because you can't be everything. You cannot be on everybody's subscriber list at once. That's information overload, and we're not going to be doing that. People are not going to do that to themselves. They're going to be selective in who they listen to.
All right. So let me just quickly go over again what we're offering.
Okay.
It's the initial consult with me and Annie,
mm-hmm.
the series development, the outline for each podcast, the media training, the digital recording, the editing and tagging. We would create the MP3 format. We would develop your podcast RSS feed. We would distribute it to the top 10 podcast aggregators. And then on a month-to-month basis, we will do this all over again. We'll do this for you every month. As Annie said last week, all you need to do is show up. And Annie, if you don't mind, I do have all the people that said that they wanted us to give them a call to talk about doing this, and I'm going to do that. But if you don't mind, I'd like to give out my phone number if people want to call and make an appointment. That might make everybody's lives a little easier.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we're not playing phone tag. And I've set aside a lot of time to do some consults, so let me give out my number. It's toll-free, 866-209-8031. And I'm at extension 111. That's 866-209-8031. And again, I'm at extension 111. We will set up an appointment. I'm not going to be able to do the consults when you call, unfortunately. But we'll set up an appointment, and I promise you that we're going to get this done for you as quickly as we possibly can. Both Annie and I have brought on new staff to make sure that we're going to give you the best quality podcast you can imagine.
Well, of course. Two more things, though. This is what I'd really like to share, is because not everyone is, and the media training will help significantly, plus knowing what you're talking about. Again, we're professionals in bringing people along. However, Tony is available to be your interviewer, so wouldn't it be fun? Tony can introduce you. He can make sure you do a great job, like he makes sure I do a great job. Wait, I mean, Tony asked me all the right questions, right? The ones I know the answers to. He can do the same for you as well. So he can also be your interviewer on your podcast, which is nice, your podcast series. And then also, I would suggest for all those listening to who want more information via the recording, the digital recording, and the podcast, this will be podcast out, is to contact us at Annie, A-N-N-I-E, at AnnieJenningsPR.com. That's A-N-N-I-E, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S-P-R.com. And feel free to give Tony a call for your appointment at 866-209-8031, extension 111.
All right. Well, this was great. And for those that we didn't get to, Annie, can we do this maybe in another week?
We have no choice.
Okay.
The numbers are tremendous, and we don't want anyone not to really see what the possibilities. Because remember, it's our mission to help you be heard in this world, and that's what we're going to stick with. We're going to stick with that mission.
Absolutely. Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you, Annie. We'll talk to you all soon. Give me a call, folks.
Yeah, for now. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.